According to the Bible, the Word of God, we as Christians are supposed to have an attitude of gratitude. What is it about gratitude?
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to be talking today about having an attitude of gratitude. Another word for gratitude in the scripture is thankfulness, thanking God for all that He is and does for us, for all that we are and have, for all blessings, healings, deliverances, provisions, and protections, even rescues, for health, for safety, for our welfare, so many things that we take for granted, and that God ministers to us on a daily basis, constantly watching over us, to love us, to protect us, and to bless us as the living Father that He is. What does the scripture tell us about an attitude of gratitude? In Psalm 9, verse 1, we read, I will give thanks to you, Lord, all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. You see, God wants relationship with us, and He wants us to be intimate with Him, to tell us how he loves us, to show us how he loves us. In turn, we pour our hearts out to him. We tell him what we feel, how we suffer if we're discouraged, if we feel like giving up on things, what our frustrations are, and we surrender them to God. Scripture says, cast all of your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. And so, in the scripture, Psalm 69, verse 30, teaches us, I will praise the name of God with song, and shall magnify him with thanksgiving. It isn't always easy to praise and magnify God. Sometimes life gets tough. It becomes hard to bear certain circumstances. It might be the loss of a loved one, or of a child, or of an occupation, loss of an income, or finances that go wrong, problems with health, facing death. Many different things can go wrong. And along with those things can come discouragement, even despondency, struggles, and worries and anxieties. Giving more place in our thoughts, more place in our hearts for the idea of defeat than for the idea of giving thanks. Scripture, however, tells us that we're to give thanks in all things. Scripture says, all things work together for good to those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. We can even become so discouraged that we begin to murmur and complain. Now, when you cross that boundary line and start murmuring and complaining, Old Testament scripture says God hates a murmurer and a complainer. So we have to develop a mindfulness. We have to think every day upon the love and blessings that Father God extended to us as his children. Psalm 100, verse 4 to 5 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, and enter his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Yes, sometimes it's a struggle to do so. Yes, sometimes it's hard, but God honors the intent of the heart, and we can set our will to do those things even if we don't feel like it. You see, God knows our emotions cannot be trusted. We're not yet perfected in our soul life. Soul is mind, will, and emotions. And God knows the emotions cannot be trusted, and he will work around our emotions by simply looking to see what we set our will to. Do we set our will to be thankful, even if we don't feel like it? Even if we feel down or discouraged? Sometimes feeling like we want to walk away from things or people. Colossians 3:15 tells us, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. That's a decision. You can set your will, even if you don't feel like it. You can set your will and your heart to receive the peace of the Holy Spirit and to let it rule you on a daily basis. You see, the more that we decrease in our pursuit of self, the greater does God increase in us and through us. John said that, I must decrease that he may increase. Paul said, I die daily. And what did he mean by that? That was a confession that came out of his mouth to remind him that he had to be dead to self, so that Christ could be the living Spirit of God living in Paul's vessel. an empty vessel for God's use. So Paul said, I die daily. What did he mean? Physically? No. Dying to self and the selfish desires of self. This is what he was talking about. You see, there are advantages to having an attitude of gratitude. It keeps us humble. It keeps us thankful. We are reminded by it that God is our source of life, our source of supply, our source of provision, our source of protection, our creator. God never intended us to be self-sufficient in this life. And so a grateful heart reminds us that God, in the ultimate scheme of things, is our ultimate provider, and that all blessings, all gifts that he brings forward to us in our life, in the life of our loved one, are given to us through him and by him. And so when we have this realization and the idea of gratitude toward a loving God is established in our heart, then there's no room for murmuring, no room for complaining, because we don't want to hurt the one we love the most, the Father, the giver of all grace, the giver of all love, the giver of all creation. When we have an attitude of gratitude and thanksgiving, it drives the enemy away. Satan can't stand that. When we give honor and thanks to God, praise and worship to him, it makes Satan and his unholy spirits flee from us. They cannot stand to be in the presence of thanksgiving and praise. As a matter of fact, the Old Testament scripture says that when we praise God, he inhabits the praise. In other words, it brings his presence down from the heavenly realms into our presence. Satan won't hang around for that, I promise you. As a matter of fact, he hates it. And so it puts him to flight. Good. That's exactly what we want. We don't want him around to begin with, do we? So in Colossians chapter 2, verse 7, we read, let your roots grow down into him, that's Christ, and let your lives be built upon him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. Then in the next chapter of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 15, it says, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. And then, the chapter after that, in Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, it says, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Why should we have gratitude? Why should we be thankful to the Father? In James 1:17, we read the answer to that question. It says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Then God gives us an admonition, an instruction. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, he says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Yes, Matthew 7 says, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock, it will be opened unto you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. That also happens to be the secret of receiving revelation. Ask seek, and knock. In Psalm 28, verse 7, we read, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart exults, and with my song I will thank him." Notice it says, "My heart trusts in him, and I am helped." In New Testament scripture, the word trust, the word believe, and the word faith are all interchangeable. They all mean the same thing, trust, and that trust is on the person of Christ. Faith is trust. And why do we trust? Well, here in Psalm 28, verse 7, it says, "Because the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped." Do you need help in your life? Scripture says, "All who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. All who trust upon the Lord will be helped." It says, "Therefore, my heart exults, and with my song, I will thank him." So, in Psalm 136, verse 1 to 5, the psalmist tells us, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who by understanding made the heavens, for his steadfast love endures forever." Yes, New Testament scripture also tells us Jesus Christ is faithful, and when we remain faithless, he remains faithful. There is so much and so many reasons to be thankful for God's Christ and his Spirit. Now let me ask you a question. Do you know God? Do you know the Lord Christ Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? I believe that the Spirit of God is tugging on your heart to want to know more and to want to experience him. The New Testament scripture says God is love, and you can know him personally. He's willing to get directly involved with your life. There is no pit so deep that Christ cannot reach down to lift you out. There is no problem so severe that Christ cannot walk you out of it. Christ has a way into your heart. Christ has a way out of your circumstances. He is ready, he is willing, and he is able. Are you ready? There's no such thing as us cleaning ourselves up to go to God. That doesn't work. No. God has to clean us up, and he does it for the asking in a very loving manner. Are you ready? Pray this prayer now aloud, won't you, being willing to turn from your sin. The Lord Christ Jesus will do all the rest.
Say, "Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen."
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same
because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.